The problem is that people have money in their heart. They don't have soul in their heart. I got a phone call from a missionary a couple weeks ago. And this guy, this guy was a slimy devil. He called me up and, I want to talk to the pastor. You know, my wife told him several times, he's not available. Leave a message. Fill out the questionnaire. Don't call us. We'll call you. Fill out the questionnaire. Oh, but blah, blah, blah. He keeps calling back. Thank God my wife answers the church phone. Because I don't even bring it with me. I just say, you handle it. So she fields all these goofball calls every day. Well, she answers the phone. And finally, I'm there. And she's like, just talk to this guy. I talked to him. He didn't even realize that he'd already called before and everything. And so I said, did you fill out the questionnaire? He's like, oh, that's you. Yeah, that's the questionnaire. That was you, huh? I said, yeah, that was me. I said, go on there and look at it, you know. So he's on his little computer, you know. And he goes in there and he's looking at it. And he's like, oh, well, I don't, you know, soul winning. I mean, I'm on the phone all day. He's like, I've been sitting, this is what he said to me. He said, I've been sitting here. He's like, you don't know what I'm going through, how hard it is being a missionary on deputation. He says, I sat here and I made phone calls for 8 hours yesterday, sitting here making these phone calls. And I'm going around trying to have meetings and everything. He's like, I don't have time to go soul winning. He's like, now when I'm over there in Africa, I mean, I'm soul winning like crazy. But when I'm here, he's like, I got to be on the phone for 8 hours. I said, you know, that's funny. Because I was on the phone for 8 hours today too, because I run a business. Because I manage a fire alarm company. I said, boy, that's amazing. Because I worked 60 hours this week. And isn't it amazing that I was out soul winning this week? For several hours, huh? And you can't do it because you had to work for 8 hours. God forbid that anybody who's in the ministry would have to work for 8 hours. Isn't that terrible? Good night, preachers and missionaries. They shouldn't have to work 40 hours a week. What kind of nonsense is that? Where a missionary can call me up and say, I worked 8 hours today, that's why I can't go soul winning. Well then, how can any of us go soul winning? Everybody in this room works 40 hours practically. Okay, how are we going to go soul winning then? 40 hours, so I can't go soul winning. I mean, is that unbelievable to you as it is to me? And I said, no. I said, you think I'm not going to send you any money? Are you crazy? Nobody sends me any money? And I started asking him about what he believes. And this was Mr. Say Anything. I asked him what he believes, and he's telling me what I want to hear. I asked him about a certain doctrine. I said, well, what do you believe about the plan of salvation? And he laughed at me like, ha, of course we all believe right about that as independent Baptists. Well, no, we don't. I wish we did. You know, he expects me to ask him about, like, clothing standards or something. You know, okay, yeah, we'll get there, buddy. But maybe we should make sure that you're even preaching the right gospel if we're going to pay you, okay? Anything. And he says, well, I said, well, what's the plan of salvation? What do you believe a person has to do to go to that? And he said, well, you got to repent of your sin. I said, you're already wrong. I said, you've been talking for 3 seconds and you're already wrong. Because that's not what the Bible... Oh, wait, that's what he said. He's like, wait a minute. I said, repent of your sin, not sins. And I'm only talking about the sin of unbelief. Yeah, right. Okay, you know, he's just trying to spin everything around like, oh, wait, he's got to, like, recover, okay? And I start grilling him about it, and he's giving all the right answers, right? All the right answers. So I get off the phone with him, I get on the computer, and I type it in, and it's saying, you got to be willing to give up your sins to be saved. I mean, it's laying it out. Okay. I called him back. I said, hey, why'd you just lie to me? I said, I'm looking at the computer right now. I said, do you just say anything to people to get them to give you money? I said, do you just say whatever it takes? Do you just tell people what they want to hear? No, I don't believe that. I said, well then why is it on the website here? Of your sending church, your home church, it's got your face here, you're their missionary, and this is their doctrinal statement. Oh, well if they wrote that, then they're wrong, but I don't believe that. And I said, well okay then, you call them and tell them to put on there what they really believe, and then I'll support you. As soon as they change that to have the right plan of salvation. Oh, and then, you know, then he changes his tune because he knows he's not going to do that. Oh, you know, I'm so tired of Baptists shooting at each other. We should be getting along and we shouldn't be shooting at each other. I said, you know what? You're talking about shooting at each other like in a metaphorical sense. I said, I wish I had a gun right now to shoot you. You want to talk about Baptists shooting at each other? Come to my house and we'll make it a reality. That's what I told him. I said, come to my house and I'll shoot you because you make me sick. because you're preaching a false gospel and you're lying and you'll do whatever it takes to get money and you're some kind of a phone telemarketer. And this guy's getting mission support right now. He's like 90% of his support, so he's getting thousands and thousands of dollars a month to sit on some phone and lie to me and hit me up for money. Makes me angry. You say, why are you so mad? Well, look, it makes me mad when people call me up that are dishonest. It makes me mad when people call me up that don't love God. And they're calling themselves a Baptist preacher. It makes me mad when people serve money with their life. And then they want me to pay them to serve money. Now, money was in his heart. You say, I'm offended. Well, okay. Was I really going to shoot him? I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. No, I wasn't really going to shoot him. But that's what I told him. That's verbatim what I said to him. I said, I'd like to shoot you. Everybody's shooting at each other. Wow, we won't. Maybe we'll be shooting at each other if you have a gun. Otherwise, it'll just be me shooting at you. Okay? But I hate this thing where Baptists, we're never supposed to shoot at each other. We're all supposed to just get along. We're never supposed to point out anybody who doesn't believe right. Look, if somebody is going to be a Roman Catholic and call themselves a Baptist, I'm going to point them out and say that's not a Baptist.